Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, November 8th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Charge ASAP. Apple has released iOS 13.2.2 to the public this week. This update follows the release of iOS 13.2 last week and includes fixes for RAM management, cellular data performance, and more. The biggest change in iOS 13.2.2 is a fix for issues related to background app performance and multitasking. This problem caused applications to quit when they were running in the background, which significantly hindered multitasking performance and capabilities throughout iOS. As we explained earlier this week, this meant that you could be looking at something in the Twitter app and then switch to the Messages app to send a quick reply, and come back to the Twitter app only to find that it had been killed when running in the background. Apple says that iOS 13.2.2 fixes this problem, so multitasking should be as good as it was before iOS 13.2 broke it last week. In addition to multitasking improvements, this update also resolves an issue where the iPhone may temporarily lose mobile signal after a call, as well as one where mobile data may temporarily not be available. There is also a fix related to problems with encrypted email messages in the Mail app, and more. iOS 13.2.2 is available now via the Settings app on your iPhone or iPod Touch, while iPadOS 13.2.2 is also now available for iPad users. You can find all of the release notes for this update at the link in the show notes below. In other news, new data from Strategy Analytics shows that Apple continues to dominate the smartwatch industry. According to the data, smartwatch shipments grew 42% during Q3 2019 compared to the same quarter last year on an industry-wide basis. For the Apple Watch specifically, Strategy Analytics estimates that unit sales hit 6.8 million units during the quarter compared to an estimated 4.5 million units last year. That's an increase of 51% year-over-year, which is above the industry average. And in conjunction with that, Apple's smartwatch market share rose from 45% last year to nearly 48% this year. In terms of Apple Watch competitors, Samsung shipped 1.9 million smartwatches during the quarter, which is nearly double what it shipped a year ago. According to Strategy Analytics, this means that Samsung is firmly established as the world's number two smartwatch vendor. Fitbit, which is in the midst of being acquired by Google, shipped 1.6 million smartwatches during the quarter, up from 1.5 million last year. But because of the faster growth by Samsung and Apple, Fitbit's overall smartwatch market share fell from 15% to 11%. Ultimately, the conclusion here, Strategy Analytics says, is that Apple remains the clear industry leader thanks to the Apple Watch, but the biggest unknown is what Google plans to do once it completes its acquisition of Fitbit and what that means for the future of Wear OS. Apple has never broken out Apple Watch unit sales, citing competitive reasons, so for that reason we've never really been able to get a full glimpse at Apple Watch sales. Because of that, we have to rely on data and revenue from Apple's wearables business, as well as estimates from places like Strategy Analytics on unit sales. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and its brand new Infinity Cable launching this month. The new Infinity Cable is a 6.5-foot nylon cable with interchangeable magnetic connectors for USB-C, Lightning, and micro-USB. This allows you to use the same cable with all of your devices, and it brings back Apple's MagSafe-like magnetic disconnect functionality. While there are other magnetic cables on the market, the Infinity Cable is the first with full support for 100-watt power delivery and Qualcomm Quick Charge. This allows you to charge your devices at full speed with support for data transfer as well. You can currently get the Infinity Cable for up to 60% off of its expected retail price, with early bird pricing on Kickstarter at just $25 per cable. Thanks to Charge ASAP, 9to5Mac is also launching a MacBook Pro giveaway in the coming weeks to celebrate the launch of the new Infinity Cable. Hit up the link in the show notes below to check it out. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the weekend.
While Black Friday is still a few weeks away, the deals are already starting to roll in over at 9to5 Toys, including Apple's latest iPad Pros, at up to $249 off. This is a match of the expected pricing for Black Friday, so if you have your eye on one of Apple's 2018 iPad Pros, you may want to go ahead and jump on these deals today. Apple Watch Series 5 is also up to $80 off over at Amazon currently. That is the largest cash discount we've seen to date on the latest wearable from Apple. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. You'll also want to make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the latest Black Friday news and the hottest gear and deals that we share with our readers every day.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's full video review of AirPods Pro, as well as a look from Zach Hall at how the HomePod is becoming a more competitive AirPlay 2 speaker as holiday promotions drop it to as low as $200. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Charge ASAP for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Charge ASAP help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.